Hello everyone, The Other Mark here. Don't forget we have got our first ever live podcast on the 29th of June at the Ball Inn in Thorpe Eslet, that is in Rotherham. It's free admission and it starts at 4 p.m.
Ish.
Enjoy the episode.
Evening boys.
Evening Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm The Other Mark. 3 pints Sally. And what are you having?
Oh, I'll have a gin fizz.
Cheers, I'll fetch him over.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
Are we all right?
All good, mate. You?
Yes. Yeah, I'm very good. Hey, I've got a quick question.
Oh yeah.
Have either of you two actually started Beast Games yet?
Two?
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Is it recorded?
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw you press record. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, Rob. I've started watching Beast Games, and it's incredible.
All right, hold it.
Yes.
1 second. Have you started, Mark?
No.
Oh.
Right.
Oh,
I've got a funny feeling he isn't going to enjoy it.
Ah, well.
Enjoy is not the right word.
Okay.
He's not going to get into it, is he?
Mark loves this when we talk about him as though he's not here.
Yeah.
So I purposely was watching it and had Mark in my mind.
Right.
And I've already told Mark that I've started watching it and it is brilliant what it does. However, what I was going to say to Mark, and I think this is where what
you're not talking about me, are you?
No. Other one.
I'm going to say.
Don't bother watching it.
No, at least watch episode one. Even then, if he doesn't watch any of the others, I think Mark will appreciate the production value in episode one. If nothing else.
Yeah. Is the other things morally?
My only
reason why Mark is the morals behind it.
I think the contestants will do his head in.
Yeah, that.
Sorry, Mark. Well, I'm talking about it as though you're not here.
Yeah, no, I don't
by
mind.
The way, I do. There's so much to talk about.
I'll just give myself another beer.
There's so much to talk about on this.
Are we going
to
talk about it? No,
Mark's got to watch it.
Yeah,
but honestly, if you can watch as much as you physically can bear, so we can properly talk about it. Because honestly, when Mark said it were good. I'm not saying whether it's good or bad.
I'm going to have to finish SAS Rogue Heroes first.
Well, that's fine. Do that. But then we need to unpack this because there's some in it. Yeah.
We do. And I also think that we should unpack it when it's finished.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I've mentioned it before when we talked about it before that I like to wait till it's all on and then binge watch it.
Yeah.
So that I thought to myself, obviously didn't do any research beforehand, and thought to myself, it'll probably be 6 episodes long because normally that's what these things are. So it got to episode 5 and I thought, do you know what? I'm going to watch them 5 and then if I've only got one to watch next week, then I've just got one to watch next week. So binge watch the 5.
Bear in mind, I've just finished 4.
Right. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to spoil anything for Mark or anything, but binge watch the 5 and realise there's 10 episodes.
Right. We've also answered another question because I wondered how many there were.
There's 10 episodes.
Would you have sat down and watched all 10 at once?
Yeah, well, he would have done.
Maybe over 2 nights, but yeah.
10 hours. Bear in mind, he watches 24. There's 24 episodes. He watches them in 2 days.
Yeah. So the... but I just want to say that because I've always, ever since I came across him, which was a few years ago, I've always liked Mr. Beast.
Yeah, you said it before.
I think he's brilliant. Yep. And I think the way he's plugged into...
Why is it called Mr. Beast?
And
the content that he created and where he got it all from, and when you look back to where he started and what he did and then what he's turned it into... But I like, for instance, the Squid Games thing that he's got on YouTube, I thought was unbelievable what he did and what he managed to do. But this blows that out the water.
I still now,
I understand TV a bit. I understand how TV's made a bit. But the way, especially episode one, I'm not going to spoil anything, don't worry, but especially episode one, the production value behind it, I was like, how... It must have cost.
We need to unpack this properly.
It must be good if you've watched them, Mark.
I know, I've watched it. I loved it.
It's brilliant,
Mark. So all I'll say is, any listeners, if you want to get involved in this conversation when it comes up, watch Mr. Beast Games on Prime. If you can only watch one episode, just watch it so you'll at least understand what we're talking about when we get round to it, because we're going to have to unpack this because I loved it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I want to
say. Well, speaking of listeners, we've had an email.
Oh,
way up.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has.
It's been a while.
Well, you said that. We all go, is it a good email?
Yes, it's a good email.
It's not a bill, is it?
I've been listening, and I think it's rubbish.
Yeah, it's an email from us. Listen, we haven't actually, if you do want to get in touch, guys, don't forget, in the chat at gmail.com,
Yeah.
That's in the chat at gmail.com. Throw out any questions you've got or anything you'd like us to discuss, or if you've got any dilemmas or anything like that, put it, bring it to us. So we've had Paul that sent us an email. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah,
I do.
Ooh.
Go on.
Okay, so Paul says, loving the podcast, guys. Keep up the good work. They always tend to start with that, and I like it. It always feels nice, doesn't it?
Yep.
Other day, I saw a man walking around in town wearing a shell suit.
Ooh. Oh, hey, up.
Yeah, absolutely. We all know what a shell suit is, yeah?
In Liverpool.
It made me think about when the shell suit that I used to own, it made me think of you guys. I'm just wondering, did any of you guys used to own a shell suit?
Well, I can imagine, Mark.
But looking at me?
Yeah. You wouldn't have had a shell suit. You'd have had a suit or armour.
Listen, careful. I'll be getting Jacqueline onto you. So you be... well, I have got one. But it's only a fancy dress one. So I never wore one back in the day. So no, I didn't.
I imagine you in fancy dress back in the day, to be fair.
But it's almost this fancy dress shell suit. I can't say that word, but I have to really concentrate. It's more Jimmy Savile-ish. more than
here we go. Here we go.
I know. Yeah, because I think it comes with like a blonde wig and a cigar. And
exactly. It definitely was that.
So this were like. When did I buy this fancy dress? It was when he was still alive, when there was nothing going off with that. So what I'm talking about...
When there was
about,
nothing going off with that? When he was alive? That's when it was all going off with that.
When we didn't know about it.
Yeah, well, we didn't know about it. So I'm probably talking...
Sure, are you sure he didn't give you the shell suit when he was paying you a visit?
Yeah, when Jimmy fixed it for me. So it's about, I don't know, probably about 25 years ago. So yeah, I've got one, but not in the sense as in I used to wear it.
I used to own a shell suit.
I did.
Wow.
But can you remember what it looked like?
It was like a turquoise blue.
Mine were.
Like a turquoise blue and then like a darker blue, like flashes of darker blue on it.
I remember mine. Because I had one. Yeah. And you know how as I used to say when I were a kid, all the rich kids had like Umbro shell suits. You know, where they had like diamonds down the sleeves and down the sides, didn't they? Mm.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we couldn't afford Umbro. I had one of the fake Umbro ones that had squares down it. like down seam, instead of it being diamonds for the Umbro symbol, they were squares.
What colour were it? Can you remember?
It was the same colour. It would have been white and blue or whatever.
Mine goes back. The one that I can remember being my first shell suit, I would have been about six. So it would have been, 1989. And it was black, proper shell suit this, not track suit, shell suit. It was black with one side luminescent pink and the other side was luminescent green, stripes down each arm and down the legs.
Can't go back.
Ooh. Oh, seriously, that were...
I need to see photos of you guys. Have you got any photos, you three?
Well, when I were younger.
Were you in these shell suits?
Have you got any Polaroids?
Because you're all describing
I've got
it, but
a picture when I were young, but I'm not wearing the shell suit.
Well, pretty pointless.
You don't want to be sending him any pictures when you were young. He goes out dressed as Jimmy Savile.
But isn't it crazy, though, that like you know you're getting old when you start to think about that your fashion is coming back?
Oh, yeah.
Do you not think? So I was in, what's the store called in Meadowhall?
Urban Outfitters. Urban Outfitters.
So I was, Daisy likes shopping in Urban Outfitters, and I was walking around it a few weeks back, and they'd got Naff Naff.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Now, I used to own Naff Naff sweatshirts, so they were all in different colours. So I had a red one, I had a white one, I had a yellow one, you know. But, you know, we're talking, 30 years ago.
Well, look at Kappa. Kappa's made a return, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
in all fairness, Umbro came, like Umbro, although it were quite big to start with in the early 90s, I felt up to a point it started to go the other way and Umbro was a bit like, you don't wear Umbro.
Yeah, you wear Adidas and Nike if you've got money.
You don't wear Umbro. And now,
like wearing Gola.
In fact, even Puma almost went that way. You know, the brand, the image of the brand just started to go just downwards a little bit. Mm. And now it's resurged and it's almost, what's the word, when something's retro. It's like Umbro and Puma are more retro brands.
Yeah.
A bit like New Balance. I don't know when New Balance first came out, but they've always looked like the retro. But I've got a funny feeling they're not actually as old as you might think they are.
No, that's the old balance.
Yeah.
It took me a while, though, Mark.
Do you know
Sorry.
What I mean, though? I don't know how old it is, but I get the feeling they look really retro, but they're probably not as old as they look. Then again, I could be really wrong, and they're older than any of the other brands.
You wrong?
He'll find a fact that proves otherwise.
I don't think he's going to find anybody that's going to argue with that. I'm always wrong. But anyway.
I mean, thinking back, when you think about, like, if I think back to, like, what stuff I used to... I've never been fashionable. As in, like, I've never... I don't feel as though I've ever been bothered about fashion. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So I've always wore what... Yes, maybe what other people are wearing to a degree, but I've never been that overly bothered about
And are we talking about when you were a kid?
I'm probably talking the 90s, where you start to be a bit conscious about how you look, to a degree.
So just give us an age, because that does, for me, it actually matters a little bit. Are we talking like when you're 12, 13, or when you're 16?
I'd have said that I'm thinking about when I was about maybe from 14 to about 17.
Okay, yeah.
Because anything before 14, the only thing that had fit me was a marquee. So it didn't really matter. But yeah, probably age from about maybe 14 to about 17. And I think, like, for instance, I used to have like a pair of jeans and a quite a tight fitting black top, and they had like Chinese multicolored dragons on them.
Yeah. I actually remember you wearing
them.
Do
you remember it?
Yeah, I do remember it.
Do you remember it? You know, and I feel as though sometimes you sound like your parents, don't you, when you're talking about, oh, this is what I used to wear and stuff like that. But sometimes when I talk to my kids or I talk about certain things, and they find it highly hilarious. They find it highly hilarious.
Well, I personally think that obviously when you're younger, you literally wear what your parents put you in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You don't really have a say what you wear, do you? And I remember thinking, or I still think it now, what were my parents thinking when they put me in certain clothes? Because I'm convinced that they thought they were putting me in something that was trendy. But even at the time, I was thinking, what am I wearing? Why am I wearing this?
How old are you saying here?
6 months?
No, like, from being really conscious about what you're wearing.
Yeah, how old are you talking about?
11. 11.
Hang on, so your mum was dressing you at 11.
I didn't go to CNA and buy
CNA.
Yeah, I didn't go to CNA and buy my own clothes at 11. Did you?
I get what you mean.
No, I know what you mean.
Right.
But surely you had a say when you were 11 what clothes you... Surely, did your mum used to go buy clothes without you?
Yes.
Well, I didn't go shopping at CNA. He went to go and see Friar Tuck.
With his ration book.
Absolutely, I did.
No, Mark, I didn't go shopping.
Well, my mum used to take me shopping.
Well, good
maybe
for
it's
you.
A generation thing.
Yeah, good for you.
What?
I didn't get that. I got, you're wearing this.
Wow. Right? Okay.
What am I wearing today? Same as you wore yesterday. What are you wearing today? Well, it's slightly different, but it pretty much resembles what you wore the day before yesterday and yesterday. So, but okay. Yeah, I typically just got put in clothes.
That's a good thing. You don't want to go out naked, do you?
And I think probably by about the age of 14, I think I started to get a bit more like, can I, I don't really want to wear this. I think it was around that age. But even then, I just got put in what I got put in. You're not having it. You know, pretty much for the same thing. They couldn't, what I actually wanted, they couldn't afford, really, because it was all branded stuff. And I'm guessing you two, three, all know firsthand probably what that's like.
Yeah.
I want that. Well, yeah, but, you know, because they want to fit in with what other kids are wearing and whatever else. I don't think I was necessarily that fashion conscious that I wanted, you know, but it feels like that wasn't even a thing back in the day. Because although there were brands, the only brands I ever really knew of were sports brands.
Yeah.
And maybe Levi. Lee. Remember Lee jeans?
Lee, yeah.
There were another one as well.
Vi.
Lee's brother.
Evisu and all that, as you get a bit older.
Evisu, yeah.
But going back to back in the day, there wasn't anywhere near as what feels like as many brands as there are now. Yeah, it was, where'd you buy your clothes from? CNA.
Yeah.
You know, they were in Primark.
I'm not fashionable. I once wore a Wednesday shirt.
That's one thing that I, as a child, never wore a football shirt.
Yeah.
Never. Apart from Well, there was a time. My dad's...
I think I tried to delete it from my memory, but somebody showed me a photo and I was like, ah, yeah, it does exist. I did do.
Yeah, it's not... I've never... That's something I've never got into. Mm. But as I've got probably got to about 16, I then started to feel like I wanted to look good. I did actually start to care about what I looked like, and then I started, you know, contributing and buying my own clothes. And I would say at that point, I cared about what I wore and how I looked. And I would say that stuck with me ever since. So I would say that now I still care about what I look like and how I'm perceived by others by what I wear.
Yeah, but you're not bothered about names on it.
No, I'm not. No.
You're not bothered.
Absolutely.
If something looks good, no matter where it's from or whether it's named or
absolutely.
Not, you'll wear it if it looks good. It's more about how
it looks and whether it looks stylish. I'm not going to use the word fashion because I think that's a whole topic that we'll get onto. That's a fashion thing.
In another episode, whilst we talk about fashion in this one.
What I mean is there's a whole difference between being fashionable and being stylish. And I've always wanted to look...
Absolutely. I'm not removed from all of that. I don't know the difference.
Well, the difference being that what's in fashion... Yeah. Might not necessarily be stylish. Yeah.
I'd say the other way around.
Yeah, it's
something
the other way
around. Something that might be stylish might not actually be fashionable or current fashion.
Yeah, because the fashion changes very fast and blah, 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 blah. But I've always felt like I want to look stylish. However, as I'm now getting older, I can't be bothered, would be the best way to describe it. I want to look good. I want to be stylish.
Is that why you're wearing Velcro shoes?
Yeah. I definitely haven't. I want to look stylish, and I want to... But actually, sometimes I just think, I can't be bothered. But I think also, it's just the fact that I look at things and go, this is taking me ages to decide. Like, I'll pull things out of the wardrobe and go, I've got a white T-shirt and a shirt. Should I put that with that, or should I wear that with that? You just think, sorry, just put your night T-shirt on. Do you know what I mean? You just can't be bothered.
Rob, you're coming into my realm.
I was about to say, because I've been talking for a long time, is that how you guys feel? Or is it just me that just thinks, I just can't be bothered with this anymore? Or have you ever never cared about style and looking good or what?
I think if you're going out somewhere, you want to look smart or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've never, like you said, I've never chased brands. I've never, it doesn't do anything for me.
So here's a question though, just because of the word that you've used.
Yeah.
Would you make a distinction between smart and stylish though? So would you ever look in a mirror and go, because obviously there's a very distinct of, I look smart, shirt, trousers, whatever. But would you ever consider, it's not about being smart, it's about, do you look stylish?
No.
No.
No, if I'm wearing stuff and I think, oh, suits me this, it just suits me.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
I don't think, oh, you know, do I look stylish or like that?
Yeah,
all right, does it need ironing? Do you know what I mean?
So obviously, I'm a little bit older than you guys. No. I know you won't be able to tell because I do look younger than you. But of course, it's a generation thing, I think, because. I sort of were brought up in the 80s, so when I were going out, as you said, Rob... 1980s, Mark, behave yourself. So I grew up in the 80s, and although fashion has become brands were around, but like you said, Rob, it were more sporty brands. You know, I mean, there were Lacoste around in the 80s and stuff, but that were only for rich people. But... generally, you just wore stuff that were smart. But when I used to go out, you know, clubbing, if you like, you went out in suits. That's what you went out in.
Yeah.
You know,
I must admit, you
put a tie on, and you couldn't get in clubs if you've not got a suit and tie on.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. I mean, how bizarre is that?
In the 90s, it weren't a suit and tie.
No, not 90s.
It was strictly shirt, trousers and shoes, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. No jeans, no trainers.
No, exactly.
And now they'd look at you going out if you went into a club dressed like that now.
Yeah.
They'd be like, not tonight, lads.
I mean, literally, it's been a while since I've been out in a club, but it really is. If you've got shoes on, people look at you like you've got three heads.
Yeah.
They're like, what, have you come from a wedding or something? Like,
You're
like, no, I've just come out. No. They dress out is very similar to going to Meadowhall shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if they do wear shoes, they have this very strange thing of not wearing socks.
Yeah, I knew
I don't understand this.
And trousers that aren't long enough.
I don't understand it.
Yep.
Rob's
sinking into his chair.
Look at my ankles. Yeah.
You've got an ankle mirror.
I've got really good looking ankles.
You've got an ankle mirror, Rob, haven't you, Rob?
I've never understood it.
Hang on. Do you wear shoes with no socks?
Well, I wear socks that make it look like I haven't got any socks on.
Condoms.
That's even worse. Condoms.
They just cover your toes, or they just cover your heel.
Literally, they go over just your toes and the heel.
Why?
Well, because being a stylish 41-year-old, there's certain things that look shit with
don't
socks
your ankles
on.
Get cold?
Yeah. No, because it's a summer thing. But honestly, it there's just some things that you just can't wear socks with without looking German. And so I just want to wear... I just like wearing...
No, just buy trousers that go all the way to your ankles.
That's... So, just let me clarify something.
Are you having olives in your drink as well?
When I go abroad, more often than not, I will wear shorts. Mm. But sometimes...
Yeah, you don't want them down to your ankles.
Okay,
no.
Yeah, but this is... I know what you're going to say, but this is different.
But sometimes I'll wear maybe cotton trousers or I will wear chinos. They're not quite thick chinos, but where they end, although they're definitely not short, they're lower than my ankle, but you can still see a bit of your foot, especially because the footwear that you're wearing, like I'll wear like boating shoes, which again, I don't think you guys would probably wear them either.
But Rob, these are all choices that you're making.
But Rob, the point, I get what you're saying, this is abroad, the climate's different, the clothes you're wearing is different. We're talking like a January, cold
Why
January night.
Why on earth do you walk around looking like the man from Del Monte?
A cold January night, in town where it's raining.
Right, Mark. I wouldn't wear what I've just said in that. I would be wearing socks because I'd be fucking freezing, right? But in the summer, whether I'm abroad or in England, I'm more likely to wear something that resembles that more hot weather. So I will wear chinos with like boating shoes. And you are right, Mark. I very typically look like the man from Del Monte. I look like I've just stepped off a yacht in Wickersley. And I haven't, clearly. But
You said it all there, Wickersley.
Yeah, exactly. I know, right?
Fits in well there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like your point, Kurt, when you're saying about people who wear shoes with no socks. I mean, I know Rob said he wears these small ankle socks, but there are people that wear these shoes. They've no socks on. And every time I see them, I think to myself...
How do you know they've not got socks on and you just can't see them?
Well,
if you can't see Rob's, how would you know that... Do you like to take me your shoes off? Prove to me that you are not a...
I do a lot of people watching.
But
what I'm going to say is, they might have got socks on, but I don't think they have. And I just think, how are your feet not sticking to your shoes? Your sweaty feet.
Because listen, that's why I have to wear socks.
You wake up in the morning like, I can't get these bloody shoes off.
It must be so uncomfortable.
Other than flip-flops and Crocs. That's it all, doesn't it? If I can't wear flip-flops and Crocs, I'm wearing socks because I can't be doing that with my feet getting...
They're another piece of footwear that I don't understand.
Crocs. Have you got a pair?
Nope.
That's why.
You need to get a pair. Yeah. They are comfy.
Could you imagine me... No, seriously now. I want you to just take a second, right?
Yeah.
And I just want you to look at me now, right? And seriously picture me wearing Crocs.
And I told you there 1 second and say... But could you also imagine Kirk wearing one of these big, fluffy, fleecy things in pyjamas, a nudie? Can you also imagine Kirk wearing a nudie? No. So adding the Crocs would just add to that outfit and make it look even better.
What, so you're saying that I buy Crocs and then wear them in the house?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
People do.
They're really comfortable.
They wear them as slippers.
But I know people do. It doesn't mean it's right. I don't understand why you'd want to walk around the house wearing Crocs.
So as it happens,
I'm with you on that. I've got a pair, and they're not like the normal Crocs.
Yeah, I've seen the ones.
And I wouldn't wear them in the house.
No,
because I'd be like, well, why do I want them on my feet?
So, right, let me just strip this back. Then two points here. Right, one. Do you own a pair of slippers?
Yes.
Why?
Three.
Why have you even got one? Well, hold on. Why have you even got one pair?
Yes, correct.
why have you even got one pair? I don't know
because I never wear them.
Right.
But correct answer.
But either you bought them or someone else bought them.
Somebody bought them for me, and predominantly it's to keep my feet warm.
Right, okay.
If I'm in the house.
We've all
talked about what temperature I have my thermostat
very,
in the house.
Listen, I'd have snow boots on if I were in your house. but for that exact reason, if you never wear those Crocs outside, they are.
And I bet you have got snow boots as well, haven't you? And you'll have got an all-in-one. And then when you go out, when it's snowing, you'll have got goggles on your head.
No, honestly.
Skiing goggles.
I've got walking boots and I've got wellies. I've got other...
And boating shoes.
And boating shoes.
Yeah.
But seriously, Crocs, if you don't ever wear them outside, they're just another form of slipper.
Slippers.
Only 20 times comfortable than those three pairs you've got. And when you buy some and you put them on, you'll agree. Honestly, Crocs.
I'm just saying, I would never buy Crocs to wear in the house.
Yep.
Because I'd either wear slippers or barefoot, which is 99% of my time.
Yep.
In my stocking feet.
Yep.
Yeah. And I would never be seen dead wearing a pair of Crocs
outside
the house. Out in public.
Well, I thought that. And then I got some. And I wear them for when I'm in caravan. Because going to showers to get washed and stuff, it's just so much easier than wearing flip-flops that take hours to dry and whatever
else. And
they
don't do the flip-flop noise.
No. And they're just so comfortable.
But they don't stick between your toes.
But I will go back to my original point.
Yeah.
Right? Could you imagine me wearing Crocs?
Yeah.
I want you to picture it. Picture me wearing Crocs.
I think you'd look quite good in them.
I think you're talking crap, to be honest. I think I don't understand what colour
we get.
Anyway, where were I about these Crocs? Where'd I come from? I was saying something about wearing no socks.
Yeah. Well, they came from no socks, yeah.
So the fact that... I don't know. Ultimately, right, I bought a pair of trousers literally this year that only go that where they've got elasticated around the ankle, right?
Oh, yeah, trousers.
You mean tracksuit bombs?
Yeah. They're not quite, no. But they finish at your ankle. And honestly, I thought,
tracksuit bombs.
Am I too old for these? And this is probably another thing. It's you're looking at clothes and going, am I too old for this now? Can I wear this and pull it off and not look like someone trying to wear younger clothes?
It says 7 to 11 years in tag.
But anyway, I braved it a bit. I might actually really like them. But honestly, if you wore socks with them, you'd look like a chav.
Well, yeah, because they elasticate at bombs for a start, so...
Yeah.
You can't, no.
So it's things like that that I will not wear socks, but I will wear these.
But I will wear socks. But you won't wear whatever you want to call them, you won't wear them to go to around Sheffield for a drink, would you?
Surely. It depends.
Surely this is a holiday item.
Friday or Saturday night or Saturday daytime. What are these
trousers? What's elasticated?
They're just trousers, but they elasticate just around.
But surely this is a holiday item. Surely you wear it on holiday.
No, I would genuinely wear it in England in the summer.
We need to see these because.
Well,
these
do you know what? I will wear them in the summer and I'll point out I'm wearing them.
I buy clothes for necessity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know you do, yeah.
I go shopping.
Because it's a legal requirement to go outside wearing them.
Yes. So I need new work shirts. I buy new work shirts. I need something casual to wear knocking around. I'll buy an hoodie or a T-shirt, depending on whether it's winter or summer. That's it.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Now, some of that is because of my size, because you have very little choice
in
what you can buy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I once remember going into, designer shop in...
Where are we talking?
Primark?
No. Anyway, it was classed as a designer shop. I don't mean like necessarily a named like Hugo Boss or whatever, but just a shop that sells high-end stuff. And I saw a T-shirt in the window. I thought, that's really nice, that T-shirt. I really like that. And I really like something nice to put on or whatever. I went in and I thought, oh, they've got a double XL here. Couldn't even get it on my arm. Went into the fitting rooms to put it on. Bear in mind, 75 quid this top. Republic? I want to say Republic. Is that a thing?
Okay. Yeah, Republic.
It definitely was. Yeah. Used to be.
Medwall.
Yeah.
Medwall,
wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Weren't it Philip Green?
I don't know.
Oh, it could have been. He's gone. Yeah, he's top shopping all.
Double XL. Couldn't even get it off my arm. It was that small. So when you're my size, you don't have much choice. But I shop out necessity. It's very rare I'll go and go, oh, do you know what? I think I need a blue top to go with them white jeans to go with them
Crocs.
Condom socks.
Well, I genuinely try to buy very neutral clothes, white T-shirts, black T-shirts, and then I'll buy the odd shirt every now and again and just mix and match them just because it's easier. But genuinely, as a question for you, Mark. Other one to start with. I'll come back to you.
Okay.
How much do you think you spent, or how much do you know you spent last year, just last year, on clothes in the entire year?
Wow.
Is this you're coming to me, so let me ask you.
The whole year.
Does this include shoes? Or just clothes?
Just clothes.
Okay, go back tomorrow then, while I'm thinking.
I don't know. Maybe a couple hundred quid.
Am I including work stuff or not?
No, because that's a necessity. That's like, I've got a uniform so that's provided by work, so yeah. I couldn't even count that in there. So no, discount your work stuff. This is stuff outside of work, just for...
Am I including underwear?
Yeah, go on then, yeah.
Yeah, 100 quid.
Mark?
Are you saying last year, or are you talking...
Just last year.
Or average year? Because obviously some years I spend more.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking buy a suit. Just last year.
I'm going to fall into the same category as Mark and Kirk, probably a couple hundred quid.
Right. Well, because I'm looking at my phone now, I haven't written anything down.
How much you spent, this is what you're going to tell
last
us?
Last year?
Yeah.
30 quid.
Hang on.
I'm not joking.
Really?
I didn't buy anything. I think I bought two T-shirts from H&M that were 14 quid each. 30 quid. I can't remember buying any. Now, don't get me wrong. May someone have bought me a top for a birthday present? I think, yeah, someone did. Other than that, I honestly don't remember buying anything other than two white. Now, don't get me wrong, but just because I didn't need to. I've got umpteen shirts, and like I said, I just buy the white T-shirts because I can wear them under anything else. And I think that's where, as I've got older, I just don't need them. I just don't.
Yeah. I mean, is there anybody else, though, that, like, is... absolutely mind blown now on how much you can pay, like, for clothes and trainers and stuff like that, like, that's readily available. Like, for instance, when we were younger, and maybe it's because we were younger, you don't realise it, but when we were younger, you had your normal stuff that you could afford to buy, and then you'd got well off parents if you could afford Nike or Adidas or whatever. Whereas now, you've genuinely got people going to, again, I'm going to say Meadowall, and going into Flannels, and paying like £300 for a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Just to wear as a T-shirt.
And they don't even, if I'm right in thinking...
And I thought they sold cloths that you used in kitchen.
Yeah. I've said that before. Whoever thought that Flannels name were going to work, but it obviously has. Back in the day, it was a thing where the more expensive the T-shirt was, the bigger the brand said it on the front, didn't it? So it was like, everybody needs to know, this is a Diesel T-shirt.
Yeah.
Or this Diesel. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Diesel. Or this is a, I won't say Levi so much, but whatever it, CK.
Yeah, we get the point.
Yeah.
name some more, Rob.
No. Whereas now, Flannels, this £300 T-shirt, you genuinely wouldn't be able to tear it apart from one from Primark.
No.
Would you?
No. Well, if you... Quality-wise, yes.
I actually dispute it.
No, you would. Of course you would.
I don't think you would.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
Okay, well, so I'm going to redact that slightly.
You mean...
Have you ever...
Retract.
What's redact?
It's when you black it out so you can't read it anymore.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Remove it from public viewing.
Well, pretend I wrote it down and I'll redact it. Have you ever been in All Saints?
Yes.
In Meadowhall?
Yeah.
Never, ever.
Right. What you did there?
Oh, that's good. I like it.
Okay, so pull away from Flannels for a second, and I'll say the same thing. But I will absolutely stand here until I'm blue in the face that I could buy a T-shirt from Primark that is actually made better than the one from All Saints for a price that is 7 to 8 times the price. It astounds me how they get away with it in that shop. Now.
And the fact that it's not a four-year-old that's made it.
Can I just interject here, right?
Yeah.
I've watched programmes on Channel 4, Channel 5, where they do tests, where they get T-shirts from Primark and they get expensive stuff. And most of the time, 80% of the time, the cheaper stuff comes out, better quality, it's better well-made. I mean, you know, Calvin Klein pants, for example, that's a great example where they got these pants, Calvin Klein.
Is it Calvin?
Calvin,
brother.
I'm getting like wrong. Probably. And these pants were...
They're from Aldi, Calvin Klein.
The quality of these pants, these branded pants, were so poor compared to these cheap pants that they got from Primark. And it's just unbelievable. And not only did they do tests on it, as in lab tests, to go, you know, will they absorb water? How long will they last? And, you know, and all this lot.
Do they absorb piss or do they withstand skids?
Say more. But then they did tests on what people preferred, as in touching them and feeling them and wearing them. And people preferred the cheaper ones. And the lab. So I presume that's what you're going to say with this quality stuff.
It amazes me. But I go back to flannels, just to bring it back to what Kurt was saying.
Sure.
That it does still feel these ridiculously overpriced T-shirts that you... the branding aside, because now they are so small you can't tell.
Yeah, but you can't do that, can you? This is what I was just about to say to you. There's a certain limit that you pay, whether because of where you're buying it from and the quality of it, blah blah blah. Mm. But the difference is flannels is selling designer gear, so you can't move away from the brand, because whether it says it on it or not, you are paying that money for that brand.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't say, right, remove the brand aspect of it. Well, because if you remove the brand aspect of it, they wouldn't be able to charge £300 for that T-shirt.
No, no.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, because you pay for brand, not the quality.
It's obviously coming down to more people wearing this T-shirt that know this T-shirt cost me £300.
Yeah.
It's almost...
It's a status.
Well, I almost take me out of some degree, because almost they're saying, I'm not wearing it for you. I'm not wearing it to say to you, look what T-shirt I'm wearing. Only I know I'm wearing it. And it cost me £300. And I guess if it makes them feel good to wear that £300 T-shirt, then actually, good on them.
I'm not sure.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
agree
I'm
with
not that, sure.
Yeah. If it makes them feel good,
I'm not sure who's the craziest though. The person buying the T-shirt at £300 to make them feel good, or the shop just thinking some joker will buy this T-shirt for £300. I mean, they've both got each other's pants down, haven't they? I think it's crazy.
I agree. I think it depends on what level you're talking at and what item of clothing, I think. For me, personal opinion, for me, like I've always said, I'd love to be able to be in a position where I was A, skinny enough, and then B, earn enough money to be able to wear Hugo Boss suits, because I like Hugo Boss suits. And I know that if you are walking around in a Hugo Boss suit or whatever, it will help you feel good.
Psychologically,
it will. I don't know how far that goes down regarding talking about a T-shirt or boxer shorts socks.
I think.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one for, like you said, for flash stuff and flannels and all that sort of thing. You know, I couldn't afford shopping flannels, but I suppose the counter argument could be that if you did go and buy, I don't know, a t-shirt with a slogan on it from Primark, for example, it's quite likely that you're going to walk into somewhere and somebody else is wearing that same one.
Yeah.
Whereas if you are buying a little bit more exclusive, if you like, that there's only going to be you.
Very
chances
true.
Are of you wearing
yeah.
it. So I suppose if you're that way inclined, that might be a motivation. But it's not for me.
Can I ask you, how old's Darcy now?
14.
14. And what's her approach or thought process when it comes to clothes and design? I'm asking because I've got three kids, 15, 13 and 11, and they all have very, very different different views on...
So when it comes to sports stuff, she went through a phase where, I think, which is massive at the minute, and Nike seemed to have nailed it, where kids need to wear Nike.
Yeah.
And it's a thing. However, she's not bothered about going to shop at Primark, H&M, she doesn't have to go to a particular shop. Mm-hmm. She's going to buy something because she wants a top that fits in a particular... I want one that's like this.
But she's not asking for brands.
She's not bothered where it's from.
Yeah.
No. There was only the Nike thing where everyone was wearing Nike socks that you can see and Nike tracksuits if you're wearing a tracksuit and that sort of thing, which is...
I think there's always going to be that.
Yeah,
sport
but
from
in
a
terms of where it comes from, she doesn't give a monkeys. Which I'm, yeah.
So you were saying about your kids then. You said they're all different.
Yeah.
So I presume one's wanting brands, one's not bothered. Yeah. So
and it's not necessarily where something's from, it's the brand. It's the name of it. So, I've got Scarlett's my oldest, she's 15. She is very much in, the main thing is how something looks or how something feels or how something fits. Whether it's from wherever. Noah, my youngest, 11, he don't care. He'd literally just wear his
hoodie
and his and his Crocs all day.
No matter where he's got Crocs, has he?
No matter where he's going, no matter what he's doing, he could be going to a wedding and he'd rather just wear his hoodie and his Crocs. He don't care.
Brilliant.
So whereas Mimi, she's 30, and she is very, 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 very brand and name driven. Very. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that she doesn't appreciate stuff from. She'll go and shop in Primark. That's not a problem. She'll, you know, I'm not, you know, it's fine. But she will literally sit there and say, "I want a pair of Alexander McQueen's." Exactly.
Are they shoes?
Yeah, they are shoes.
I thought you were dead.
You know,
have you met his wife?
I'm going to say you know because I'm a wife.
I had forgotten. So like, for instance, she'll go, "Oh yeah, but I really want a pair of Alexander McQueen's." All right, okay, cool. Me being, you know, a bit naive to it all and stuff like that. Right, oh cool. How much are they? £770. What?
Is that Lightning McQueen's brother?
Yeah. So obviously the answer's no. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
£700 for a pair of shoes.
Yeah, but they're on.
Does it come with a lifetime guarantee?
Yeah, but Dad, they're on sale.
Yeah, at £700.
£700. Yeah, they should be 2,000 or something or whatever.
Do they walk for you as well?
You just like that's my 13-year-old.
Well, yeah, but which makes sense because at this stage. She doesn't know the value of money.
Well, she does.
And she's not buying them for herself.
She knows the value of money.
But it's because she's not buying them. That's why.
That's what I mean. You don't truly know the value of money until it's coming out of your pocket, out of your wage. That's what I mean. I don't mean she doesn't appreciate that it's expensive.
I'll just have the left one, please.
And can I play that on Klarna?
It's more understanding the value of, when
you... No, I get what you mean. When it's coming out of your own pocket.
Yeah, that you've worked...
I don't want to put it out there that she's some sort of spoilt, you know, brat or whatever. She's not. I'm just saying that we're in a frame of mind now. You know, we've started off this talking about shell suits and talking about, do you know what I mean, and stuff like that. And now I've got a 13-year-old that is asking for things like, you know, I mean, but everything. So we walked through Flannels the other day. And Daisy stopped at a perfume stand thing.
Mm. That's down Posh End, isn't it?
It is.
And I've been through it once, that Posh End.
Did you?
Reverend Makers had a shop down there at Christmas.
I'm grateful that Flannels is always shut when we go to Meadowhall. Doors are always closed, it's shut.
But we stopped at this perfume store and Daisy went, "Oh, I've always wanted to smell this perfume. Everyone's going on about it." And she sprayed a bit on her wrist and everything. She's like, "Actually, it does smell really nice, doesn't it?" I thought, it does. It smells really, really nice.
Yeah.
£250 a bottle.
I know. So does Daisy from Boots.
That's something that you've got me started on now, this perfume thing, because...
Are you going to talk about something that were in news recently? No? No. Oh, I thought you were.
Well, can you, though?
The perfume murderer.
No, well, you didn't say murderer, you just said perfume. So I thought that's what you were going to say. Anyway,
but go on anyway.
Go on, carry on.
Don't mind me.
No. I'll come in after you.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, go on.
I just thought if you don't hurry up, I'm going to change topic.
I know time is of the essence for you, Mark, but just bear with me a couple of minutes.
What are you saying?
People talk about, I need to have that, you know, they'll mention a particular perfume and it'll be a big selling perfume. And they can smell it and go, "Oh, are you wearing so and so?" I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you anywhere near what. If somebody was wearing a particular aftershave or perfume, I couldn't say, "Oh, you're wearing X," unless it were Dupe, of course, because everybody used to wear Dupe in the 90s.
Yeah, but that's because they're not wearing what you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even if I've got some perfumes, I've got some aftershaves, and if somebody else were wearing it, I couldn't say, "Oh, I've got that one."
Really?
Could you know?
Yeah, no.
Really? Why?
Oh, there are some that I can definitely recognise, male and female.
Cool Waters is one of them.
Pardon? No?
Cool Waters.
Oh, Cool Waters, yeah. No matter what I thought you said, mate.
I reckon there's two that I would identify. One is Dupe, because I spent the entire 90s, and that's all you could smell, no matter where you went.
Cheap man's Fahrenheit is what I used to call it.
Fahrenheit, that's one, isn't it?
I still wear Fahrenheit.
Dupe, and what's the other one that old men wear, Mark?
Brute Spice.
Old Spice. Just because that's what, you know, parents and that smell of.
Yeah.
So would you know them smells now?
Those two, I think I would.
So you are capable of it.
You are capable, Mark.
But the entire 10 years of that part of my life, everyone were wearing the same stuff. But I couldn't go, "Oh, are you wearing, I don't know, Taylor Swift, whatever she's come out with, or Trump's fight, or, you know, that one with that other actor that goes off into the massive moon and he's on a boat." They're only ever on at Christmas, these adverts, aren't they?
Do you mean Sauvage?
I don't know. What do you call that?
Is it Johnny Depp?
No, the
one of Chris's.
He played.
Here we go.
Now that it was called. It were like. Now then, what did he do?
You're just not saying any words, Mark. I don't know. You're just going.
It was an. He's an actor.
Okay.
Played Thor.
Eh?
Played Thor.
No. It was in a film called The Night Stalker or something, or The Night Walker. Be like a photographer or something like that. He's a very famous American actor. And the advert is him on a boat and there's just a big red moon in front of him.
Right.
Ooh. Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
No, that's still. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, right.
Do you know the advert now?
I didn't even know he did aftershave.
Right, I'm just gonna, yeah. And
they all do it. They all like it.
But yeah, I'm like, I don't know what it smells like. And it might be 100 quid a bottle. And you're like, well, you know, and it might smell nice, but then the next one might smell nice, and the next one might smell nice, and I don't go, well, I've got to have that one because he's on a boat at Christmas.
What I was going to say with the aftershave thing, in the news recently, there's this talk about these copycat perfumes and aftershaves.
Yeah.
So I didn't know, but the smells of perfumes and aftershaves are not copyrighted. You can copy them. But not exactly. So as long as the ingredients in them are not exactly the same, but if you get them pretty near, then you're all good to go. And there's been a real...
As
long as they're not called the same. But and the ingredients can't be exactly the same.
We see them all the time now, like Knockoff Nigel doing... is it like 363 or whatever? They're all the same brand. Labels.
Yeah, so literally...
Tommy Hilfiger.
Some of the makeup shops or whatever that I take the girls to, They literally go, they've got signs up on the top and go, if you like Fahrenheit, and then it gives you
the bottle.
You can have a bottle of Fortnite.
Exactly.
The bottle will literally say, I don't know, they give them numbers. Hashtag 41, underneath it'll say, if it smells like.
Yeah. Boom. Well, it's just to get around the word. It's to get around the legal side of it.
But I must admit, there is a difference. I mean, if you were just wearing it as an everyday thing that you just squirt or whatever, it's fine. But like, for instance, Daisy really likes Black Opium perfume. And I can always tell when she's wearing that. Like, it lasts longer, it's stronger, it's, you know, and there is something about certain perfumes or whatever that I really do like. Do you know what I mean? I think it...
It's a quality as well in that they're using oils, aren't they?
And the thing is, she uses, she'll get a bottle of Black Opium, for instance, and it might cost 140 quid for this bottle of Black Opium. Yeah. But that'll last
Right, what is it, a litre bottle? No.
But that'll last her 6 months.
Yeah.
7 months. Do you know what I mean? So there is a difference.
But there are these copycat companies, and bearing in mind when I say copycat, I mean as in they're not. It's not Dave who's got a dodgy, you know, load and
load.
A dodgy load of perfumes in his suitcase, you know, selling counterfeits. This is not about counterfeit. This is about legitimate companies. You know, big companies who are copying.
Yeah. This is not somebody selling knockoffs. This is somebody selling knockoffs.
And of course, at the price, you know, that you like you said, these perfumes are really expensive, like 200 quid or whatever, and they can sell them for 20 quid. Yeah. And the ingredients are pretty much the same. Yeah. And these companies are going, they're charging this £200, but there's no reason why they should be. They're just inflating it.
Because they're paying a Hollywood actor to be in an advert.
Well, exactly. That's what they're doing.
Sailing on a boat.
Go back to what we were saying with brands on clothes and perfumes and stuff, all these big companies, they have literally just, they have got us pants down, you know, in the sense of saying, you know, they're charging these inflated prices when there's no reason to. It don't cost perfume this amount. It don't cost clothes that amount. You know, it's all going on either... All this money they're getting is so they can have fancy big stores in London, they can have fancy adverts, they can pay Hollywood. That's where the money's going. It's not to pay for the products.
No.
Because the products are not...
But then that's a case of the building a brand that it's actually the brand that's worth something, though. Not the item of clothing.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the brand, but not the product. And there's, obviously we understand that, but there's a lot of people buying something because they think that's... That is better quality.
Top quality.
As in, I'm not buying this from Primark, this white T-shirt, because this one at 300 is better because it must be more expensive. Because it's more expensive, it must be better.
Yeah. Have any of you bought clothes off of places like Vinted or Depop or anything like that?
Well,
I haven't. No,
I recently bought quite a lot off Vinted for the show. What did I do?
Nativity.
Because I needed Paul Madden's school uniforms, and I just found it all on Vinted. Because you wore a lot of cardigans, I don't wear cardigans, and I weren't prepared to pay full price for some, so I found it all on Vinted. £2.50 and stuff like that for a cardigan.
Wow.
Daisy's tried selling some stuff on Vinted before and not got anything, no interest or nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she selling your Crocs?
Yeah.
Is that what she were doing?
I'll tell you. Is there a reason you asked that, mate? Because
you've
asked
it. Yeah, just wondering if we're talking about buying expensive clothes and buying cheap clothes and whatever. Yeah. Has anybody bought secondhand?
I'll tell you. Do you know what? I'll tell you my biggest issue with shopping for clothes these days. Right, is two things. One, as I'm getting older, I'm more indecisive. So I stand there looking and going, "Oh, I like that. That's nice. Oh, yeah, but what's this over here? Oh, that's nice." And eventually, I'll get four things and go, "Oh, they're really nice. How much is that? £30? How much is that? £20? Yeah, but if I just put them back, because."
Oh, I
saved
you know
it,
what, Rob? You would make a lovely wife.
I was just... Do you know what, Rob? I literally sat here saying, so you've turned into a woman.
What? Putting clothes back and going, I'm not buying.
Yeah.
Really?
That's exactly what it's like when I go shopping with Ellen.
Honestly.
Well, I like that. Get it then. It's too expensive.
My
it's 20 quid, Ellen.
And my wife doesn't do that, just for the record.
Daisy will go, I need new top. And I'll go, right, cool, what are you looking for? I'd like this. This is the right fine. We're going to Meadowhall. We're going to a shop. Oh, I like that. Well, why don't you try it on? Oh, I'll come back to it. Right, okay. Oh, I like that.
Okay.
All right. Why don't you try it on? Should go and try it on. Looks really nice. Looks really nice, that. Yeah. What have you done with that top? Oh, I'll put it back. Why? And then we'll come out of Meadowhall after 2 hours. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Daisy shops all day because she doesn't like shopping. But we'll come out of Meadowhall 2 hours later and she's got no top.
Yeah.
And but you saw four or five that you liked. What was the issue?
Hands up then, everyone. Because that is exactly me.
I don't. Yeah. Straight in, straight to what I need. What colour do I want? Have they got my size? To the counter, check out, done.
Brings me to the second point. Sizing. And I know you brought it up a minute ago. However, these days, this is not an age thing. This is just a manufacturing issue. Right? Gap.
They're making your trousers too short.
I know what you're going to say.
I don't think Gap even exists anymore, do they?
Don't
or
know.
Just whatever.
Next. Does online.
Next. Small T-shirt. I'm a small. I'll go and try it on. Yeah, fits. Yeah, perfect. And after a while, small. I bought it, and I'm a small T-shirt. So the next time I go in and I go to River Island, and I go in and I go, don't need to try it on. I'm a small. I know I'm a small. Buy it, get home, put it on. Too tight. What? Yeah. It's a small.
You put weight on
checking,
it in quick time.
It's been Christmas, that's
why. Is it an extra small? No, it's definitely small. And this could be, bear in mind, it weren't last year. Obviously, I only bought two white T-shirts last year. But year before or whatever, it's like it's within the same month. I haven't changed shape. The sizes are all over the place.
They are all over the place.
They literally, can't...
You know, there's no legal there's no legal thing where they just decide on what themselves do. But you're right. Each different company... So what you have to do is you buy your clothes... I buy clothes from Next or whatever, and I buy them from River Island. But I get to know the next sizes. You with me?
Yeah.
But you're right. If you buy it from another company, you're going to know it's going to be slight... Because they're all... They're all different.
What I don't get, though, is the fact is, I don't. Do women have the, well? Certainly, one thing: women. Do women's underwear sizes? Well, you'll know, Mark. Last time you went and bought some lingerie.
Look at his face.
Last time you went and bought lingerie for Ellen, you'll have known the sizes, and it won't have changed, will it? Do you know what I mean?
In the lingerie department.
Lingerie.
Yeah.
Lingerie. You know what I mean? No, I'm not lingering in there.
I can imagine Mark going in there. He wouldn't be great sizes.
It's all bras and pants.
What size is she love? About a mouthful. Maybe 2 hands.
I don't know.
Is it time to spin this wheel?
Yeah. Time at the bar, please.
I've just got a funny story. Let me tell you this. So when I first started dating Aina, right, obviously I wanted to... You sort of like buy nice things for him and stuff. So I remember going into a store. I forgot what store. I think it might have been Next or something like that. And I
thought you were going to say, I forgot the story then.
No. I know the story very well. I'm just trying to think how to say it. So I went into Next and
You didn't go on a train, did you?
No. Oh, so God, I'm looking at clothes for her, but I couldn't find her exactly what I wanted. I wanted the size, because I got the size, but I couldn't find what I wanted. So I had to go and ask some, you know, one of the assistants, a girl. I said, oh, blah, blah, blah. And
you said what? No, blah, 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 blah.
I said, oh.
You got to the assistant in there. Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yes, sir. How can I help?
Oh, blah, 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 blah.
You went, ah, oh, blah, 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 blah. But she's like that. Oh, we've got another one here.
So I'm trying to recite the story in my head, that's why. So I said to her, like, look, have you got summer that's in this colour or whatever?
So what is this you're buying?
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I were buying a couple of items for her. So like some like a top,
a
top, and I think it might have been a skirt, maybe, you know.
Okay.
You know, the items are irrelevant, really.
All right.
And like I said, I knew what size roughly, but it was the colour and the style, if you like. And I had to ask this assistant, this girl. I said, oh. And then she said, who's it for? And I said, it's for my wife.
You say, it's none of your bloody business.
But I'm in the children's department because she's that small. I'll buy a...
You didn't go dressed as Jimmy Savile, did you?
No, just for a bit of context here, right? A bit of context.
No, you're not getting any context.
No, a bit of context. Obviously, you know my wife. She's small and she wears, children's size clothes. Yeah. But of course, I didn't realise that when I said it, it's for my wife.
For my wife, yeah.
I think she looked a bit...
She wants a Winnie the Pooh jumper.
So that didn't go down that well. She was a bit confused. And I tried to talk my way out of it, but I don't think it was working very well.
No.
I decided just to put clothes back and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Which made me look even worse.
I don't think this is embarrassing, but just talking about, you, Mark, when you go and get your lingerie, it's a little bit embarrassing in that the way those shops are. It's not embarrassing, but you put your stuff on counter. I'm talking about buying lingerie, and it's a bit like that scene out of, is it Love Actually, where he's at the counter and Rowan Atkinson is taking ages, and it's like you're thinking, is anyone going to see me? No, because you don't want the person that might be with you that's thinking, oh, you're buying stuff. And they go, have you got a loyalty card, sir? No. Well, if you want a loyalty card, you get 25% off. And you're thinking, well, we're going to say no, but 25%. Right, okay then. Okay, right. So you just fill out these details and they go on and it takes bloody forever. And then you get to the night thinking, right, any minute now I can get out of this shop. And they go, and she goes, right, do you want that gift wrap, sir? Okay. Do you want a receipt with that? Yes, please. Do you want a gift receipt with that? Yes, please. Do you want a bag? For God's sake, I just want to get these and go, please.
Whereas I stand there and look them in the eye while they're doing it all.
Oh,
just,
dear.
Just stand there and stare at them like this, just staring into their eyes.
Freak.
It doesn't bother me whatsoever at all. I don't feel uncomfortable. I don't feel embarrassed.
Shop assistants like that, he can't wait to get home and put these on.
I don't care, honestly, absolutely. I worked at Pulse and Cocktails. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It just doesn't bother me.
And that's not a nightclub, is it?
It isn't a nightclub, no. It isn't a nightclub.
Anyway, Rob, should we spin that wheel or what?
Oh, wait, go on then.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh. Oh, I'm just so excited. Oh. Go on. You're nearly there. The Wheel of
Features. Nothing to go through from last week then, so shall we spin the wheel?
Yeah, yes. Get it spun.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Which one? Jukebox Jam!
Song downloading. Complete. Lyric analysis. Complete. AI Jukebox Jam, 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 Jam,
Jam, Jam.
Connection lost.
You know the score with AI Jukebox Jam I clearly don't. We've given AI a song and asked it to give us the meaning of that song. You've got to reverse engineer it and tell us what the song is. So AI says, the song
expresses unconditional love, devotion, and selflessness, where every action is motivated by love for another person.
Have we not had this?
Nope.
Sounds very similar.
I mean, and you can tell everybody.
the meaning of most songs have a very similar.
Say again.
The song expresses unconditional love.
Do it in your best presenter's voice.
Yeah.
The song expresses unconditional love, devotion, and selflessness.
That's your second best. Do your best one.
Give it over you. Where every action is motivated by love for another person.
It's very vague, isn't it?
Love action.
Yeah, Human League.
I'm going to give you one more time.
Yeah.
The song expresses unconditional love, devotion, and selflessness, where every action is motivated by love for another person.
Endless Love.
You can tell me. I'm not going to give it until next week. Okay. So, yeah. Think about it. And until then.
Oh, the okie cookie.
And on that note. See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.